This is Dr. Oliveros dictating on William Duncan. The last name is Delta Uniform November Charlie Alpha November, D-U-N-C-A-N, William. This is the clinical case. Of a 74-year-old white male that we follow in the practice because of aggressive type 2 diabetes. The patient developed kidney compromise, nephrotic levels of proteinuria. He had to be placed in SGLT2 inhibitors and Kerendia. And the proteinuria has subsided, and the kidney function has remained stable. The serum creatinine during the last determination was 2.6, the BUN 58, and the estimated eGFR 25 mL per minute. The microalbumin creatinine ratio is 204, and the protein creatinine ratio is around 500 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Period. Following number. This patient has been taking SGLT2 inhibitors and aldosterone, non-steroidal aldosterone inhibitors. And with this dual therapy, the patient is getting better. Period. He has atherosclerotic heart disease, a history of open heart surgery in 2014, and he had mitral insufficiency. A clip was placed no more than 6 months ago by Dr. Galino, G-O-L-I-N-O, in Bradenton. The patient continues with the persistent shortness of breath, and this is related to the deterioration of the heart with ejection fraction that is 40% and with a valvular heart disease. The patient cannot do any type of exercise because he gets extremely short of breath. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. The patient, following number, has Barrett's esophagus that is treated with PPI. Following number, hyperuricemia on allopurinol. Following number, the patient has a remote history of kidney stones that is asymptomatic. Following number, iron deficiency, that anemia. Has been under control. The patient is not anemic. He continues to be overweight, and he's encouraged to keep on losing weight. The adjustments done, the patient went into a keto diet that is not the best idea from the nephrology point of view. However, he did it. He's recommended to decrease the protein intake and use vegetables and fruit, as well as fish and eggs. A plant-based diet for the most part. A low-sodium diet. We are going to cut the administration of torsemide to just 10 milligrams on a daily basis. And because of the persistent hypoglycemia, we are going to cut down the administration of glimepiride to 2 milligrams POQ 12 hours. Instruction was given to check the blood pressure, the blood sugar before the administration of glimepiride. If it is above 110 milligrams, he is to take the glimepiride. Reevaluation in a couple of months with laboratory workup. I spent 10 minutes reviewing the lab with the patient and the counseling. It took 25 minutes, and in the documentation, 8 minutes.